optimism over the economy. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden was in Baltimore, Maryland this afternoon discussing projects funded through the bipartisan infrastructure law. He also told the crowd his administration's economic policies have reversed decades of jobs going overseas and products made somewhere else in the world coming into the U.S.
We went through four decades where we exported jobs and imported product. We're exporting product and importing jobs now.
Many Republicans blame the president's economic policies for the nation's high inflation. Fox News has confirmed Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg began presenting evidence to a grand jury today regarding former President Trump's alleged role in providing hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. Bragg began calling witnesses before the jury today, including former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who was accused of playing a role in facilitating those payments to Daniels. The Department of Justice telling the Senate Intelligence Committee its members will see what's in the classified documents recovered from former President Trump and President Biden when it's appropriate.
Assistant Attorney General Carlos Uriarte sent a letter that reads in part, "We are working with the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to support the provision of information that will satisfy the committee's responsibilities without harming the ongoing special counsel investigations."
Fox's Aisha Hosni on Capitol Hill. A police spokeswoman says a sixth Memphis Police Department officer has been disciplined for his involvement in the beating and arrest of Tyree Nichols. Officer Preston Hemphill was relieved of duty shortly after the January 7th arrest of Nichols, who died 3 days later in a hospital. No details made public in Hemphill's role in that arrest. Five other former officers now face second-degree murder, kidnapping, and other charges. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A message of support for Israel from Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Jerusalem today.
Standing next to Israel's Prime Minister, Antony Blinken said America's commitment to Israeli security remains ironclad. The two men met in the shadow of a terrorist attack that killed seven worshippers outside a synagogue on Friday, and amid an increase in violence that's seen 35 Palestinians killed in Israeli raids so far this year. That's not all they talked about.
Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. And we discussed deepening cooperation to confront and counter Iran's destabilizing activities.
On Tuesday, Mr. Blinken meets Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The head of TikTok is scheduled to testify before a House committee next month. It will be the CEO's first appearance before Congress, where lawmakers could soon focus on a number of concerns related to the social media company, including allegations of sharing data with China. A giant in the medical tech field is laying off workers.
Healthcare technology company Royal Philips is cutting another 6,000 jobs worldwide over the next 2 years. That includes around 3,000 job cuts this year. Philips sells MRI scanners and ultrasound machines, among other medical devices. The company previously announced in October that it's cutting 4,000 jobs. These new cuts are on top of that 4,000. Philips lost money in its recent quarter because of higher costs. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
The Newport News Virginia Elementary School, where a six-year-old boy shot his teacher, has reopened with stepped-up security and a new administrator. The school had been closed for more than 3 weeks following the January 6th shooting. Police have said the boy brought a handgun to school and intentionally shot his first-grade teacher, Abby Zwerner. She was hospitalized for nearly 2 weeks but is now recovering at home. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.